Is guacamole a fruit salad?
What is the best milkshake for bringing boys to the yard?
Ostriches are dinosaurs.
Don't piss off old people. New game.
What do you mean it gives you Arby's mouth?
Artisanal muck duck balls.
I think they call that auto fellatio.
I want to high five a shark.
Welcome to Bar Banter. Relax, have a drink with us as we debate the most controversial topics in the world today.
On today's podcast, we're switching it up yet again. Today, we talk poop, aka the number two, the dookie, the turd, the Lucy Toosie, the Gatling gun, the Rocky Road, the creamy corn, and Mr. Hanky. But before we plop on down to business, Rick, what are you drinking?
Continuing my run of Long Island iced teas. Just a quick confession while it's us girls here. I'm running low on Long Island materials, and so I used a leftover can from last night when I had it. And just as I feared, it is a flat Long Island iced tea. So I have to run through this one to try to get it, my refill. But anyways, enough about me. Drew, what are you drinking?
Well, I finally pulled the trigger, and I brought the Fresca.
Ooh.
Has their own little hard seltzers now, and it literally just tastes exactly like a Fresca with 5% alcohol in it. So
did you hear that actually, Sunny D is coming out with an alcoholic?
Yep. I want it.
So excited.
Nice.
Benjamin, what are you drinking?
A little whiskey tonight, doing High West American Prairie bourbon. Yeah, just drinking it neat.
Not the only one prairie dogging, huh?
Dude, so I was looking at my bar and I was trying to get inspiration for a night, and it was the closest thing I could come up with was prairie dogging. So it fits.
I mean, you got a lot of brown water in that bar.
It does fit. It does.
Yeah. T. Jennings, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking my Tenjaku blended Japanese whiskey.
Ooh.
Because it was on my bar. Oh, I'm sorry, it was at the bar. It wasn't on my bar. It was at the bar. And I ordered it. And now I'm drinking it. Guys, switching it up today. We've covered that. What are we doing? How are we doing this? First, we're going to start off with some kind of get-to-know-you questions. Some softballs. Some maybe some loose stools. Then we're going to go around the bowl and ask some hard, compacted questions. Some debate-type questions. And finally, we're going to wipe things up with a little fun scenario at the very end. All right. Cut the crap. Let's get to it. This first segment I'm calling Get to Know You and Your Poo. Guys, how many times a day do you poop on average? Obviously, it fluctuates, but like, what's a normal day for your poop cycle? I'll jump out there. I'm out of it. I'm at two. Solid one in the morning. Another one around lunch, dinner time, whatever. Two's a pretty normal number for me.
Yeah, I'm a two myself. And I, for being real honest about life, usually one is probably the more accurate number, but you sure know, one to two.
I would say it's a solid two. But yeah, like Rick, it depends on the day, but I can usually guarantee a good one a little bit after waking up, and then the like number two can be a little bit later in the day, probably like you said, around dinner time. Sometimes it'll surprise you, though. Sometimes I get that like bedtime poo as well.
Yep. Ooh, yeah.
Ben, how about you?
I'm going to go ahead and ride the two train. With the exception of if my one in the morning is like big, solid, great, you know, amazing morning poo, then usually that's it for the day. But mm-hmm. I'm going to go ahead and say probably two.
I will say I've had weird times in my life where that number has, on average, fluctuated. When I was in college, eight like shit. I pooped maybe once every 2 to 3 days. Like I was... It did not happen often. I don't know what it was.
The cheese.
It was probably all of the cheese, just stopping everything up. I don't know. but it was not common. I just didn't go to the bathroom that often. And then there was post-college when I was working out a lot, and pre-workout and the protein shake poops are a real thing. And that upped my number to at least 3 a day. Warm or cold seat?
Yeah, this one's an interesting question for me as a preference, because I live alone. So if I were to sit down on my toilet and it be warm, I'd immediately be concerned. But if we are talking preference, I actually like that little you feel, and I know that and everybody can feel that in their soul, the little of sitting down on a cold seat and your butthole just kind of puckers a little bit, and then you just kind of ease yourself into the evacuation, if you will.
Yeah,
but no, like especially with the morning poop, it's another way to just kind of wake up a little bit of being like sitting down and just having that little action going on.
I feel the same way about the toilet seat as I do powdered creamer and coffee. Never again. So I would prefer my toilet seat to be hot. I've experienced too many cold toilet seats in my life, and I want that. I'd throw that bitch in the microwave if I could time it, but or just buy the seat that's like not, it's like the pad seat. So that way, you know what I'm talking about? Like, I want it to be warm. Obviously, taking Drew's into account, yes, I too live alone. So if it was, I'm concerned, but
it would just immediately pucker the butthole even more.
I'd be okay if it was.
Yeah, I'm going to jump out there and say that I also think that a warm toilet seat is nicer. I appreciate the fact that especially if you're like in a restaurant or even if you're going to like a porta potty at like a tailgate or something and you sit down and it's warm, it makes you a little uneasy. But at the end of the day, man, it's my ass. You know, it's not like I'm laying on top of it with my face or anything. I'd rather be comfortable from the start to the finish. So warm is fine.
Yeah, I do enjoy on the occasion the cold seat, but if I don't know if this is a thing, but if someone wants to invent a toilet seat warmer, I'm sure it's there. I'm sure that's a thing.
It's gotta be invented.
It's gotta be. And then someone like it like shorts out and makes it too hot so you burn your ass when you sit on it. Mm. That kind of invention probably sells right next to the squatty potty.
So hot.
I would prefer a warmer seat for sure. I will say they're not as comfortable, but the plastic seats don't get as cold as say the porcelain ones. So that's like a nice like middle ground. Again, not as comfy, but if you're just going strictly temperature, plastic's pretty decent.
I was gonna just do a little one-off on that, but the quality of toilet seat to me is more important than temperature. If you get one of those flimsy plastic ones that like slides around all over the place, I'm having a bad poop, as opposed to the really solid, like hardened plastic ones that are like thick. Those ones
like
are
the porcelain ones, like the ones that
they are came with the original toilet and look like they're meant to stand the test of time. And my ass cheeks.
The one that when someone picks it up to use on the bad guy, it'll actually knock them out.
Yeah,
there you go.
Or if you accidentally drop it instead of like placing the toilet seat down, it makes that ka-thunk, thunk, thunk, noise. Those are the toilet seats I want.
I thought someone was going to say they preferred cold because that means they weren't like sitting butt to butt with someone. Like I was expecting someone to have that argument where it's like, I want it to be cold because I didn't want someone to just sit on it, but I'm glad we didn't.
Yeah.
It's a butt.
I do like Ben's take on it, that it's like, it's one of those, like you sit down and it's warm and you're like, not my favorite thing. I still got to poop. Like, there's definitely a thought in there, but at the end of the day, it's not changing what I got to do.
Guys, what's your favorite time of day to poop?
This is so easy. It's 30 minutes after I wake up, after I've had one cup of coffee, start the day off right. Like, it's the best time of day. I'm sorry. There's you can't beat it.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that. To me, it's coffee is finished. So whether that's one, two, or three, it would time up with pre-shower. So I finish my coffee, I'm ready. And then I turn the water on, let it get warm. I do my poop, and then I'm in the shower.
The steam actually helps, you know, things come out easy.
It's like a little schwitz right before.
A pre-bidet.
I 100% agree. And I think in my experience, I'm about an hour after wake up is when my body starts to get going. And I'm like, oh, well, time to go take that poop. But I do like having my coffee in hand.
While I poop.
And then you can just set it on the back of the toilet while you take your shower. And then it's ready right there when you get out of the shower too. So I am very much as soon as I'm done pooping, get in the shower and then
continue. Wait. Run that back for me.
So I go and take a poop with my coffee in hand. And then when I'm done pooping, you put the coffee cup on the back of the toilet lid because my toilet's right next to my shower.
Then if
I really want to, I can take a sip while I'm in the shower if it's that kind of day.
So you don't finish the coffee. I'm on board.
No.
A shower coffee. Nice. That's the first I've heard of
it. It's like a shower beer.
I've done that with a beer. Sometime. Yeah, I've done that whole process with a beer.
Well, and then for my routine,
a good shower beer.
If I finish the coffee like almost as soon as I get out of the shower, I'm about to go brush my teeth and finish like my morning routine as well. So then I've got my coffee in my system and I'm done with all of that at the same time. It just all kind of lines up.
I just want to make sure I have no problems with bringing food and or beverages into the bathroom as long as you are a sensible person and that when you're done, you close the lid and then you flush so that the particulates don't go splashing into your consumables.
All right, yeah.
Or you flush while you're on the toilet and again, achieves the same thing. But like,
no, that way,
cover. I'm just saying mechanically, it's the same thing. I want to make sure that no one's, you know, leaving their open coffee cup next to the toilet and then flush it while there's, you know, poop coming out.
Well, and that covers, again, a little tangent. A secondary feature is if the toilet is already closed when I get out of the shower, I can like put my feet up to like dry off easier, put a foot up and like dry off the legs a little bit easier than having to like bend all the way over. So it's an added bonus.
Favorite time to poop for me is when I can get away from my kids for an extended period of time.
I didn't know if it would be that or Rebecca's mad at you. I was trying to figure out which.
No, it's definitely the kids. It's like when I need 10 to 15 minutes where I'm not going to be disturbed. Honey, I got I'm losing it. I just need to go just check a dump. And then that's fine. That's fine. Because usually if I have the kids for an extended period of time, I probably haven't pooped. And that's not fun. If those little adorable fuckers wake up before I have a chance to do the morning poop, I have to, you know, hold it because I don't have time. Because one of them's going to jump off a ledge and one of them's going to swallow his own spit.
Wait, Travis.
What?
Full disclosure, do you ever pretend you have to go poop just to get those 10 to 15 minutes?
No, there are times where I might be premature on said poop and nothing comes out. Does that mean like I'm like I always think that there's something there. I'm like, this is my opportunity to one, get away and two, probably get this poop out. And then I'm like, oh wait, no, it's actually not. Okay. Well, I got 15 minutes. Okay. And so then I gotta go poop later. And then Rebecca's like, why did you go poop 5 times today? I'm like, don't worry about it.
It's like I had a couple false alarms, all right?
That's fine. Anyway, so speaking of, guys, we probably all have a very similar answer to this, but I just want to say this phrase that I came up with. What do you do while you poo?
I'll jump out there. I'm usually doing one of two things. Either I'm like scrolling on Facebook, or I've got like a Scrabble, Wordle, Sudoku game. Those are the two things that I do.
Yeah, I'm a phone scroller, Reddit game, whatever. And if I don't have my phone, it's crossword or Sudoku for sure.
I don't text on the toilet. I don't know why. I just can't do it. I have like a block. Like I don't like to do text while I'm on the toilet. I don't know why.
I'm going to text you every time I take a dump.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
And it's always going to be, hey, Ben, you pooping? Because me too.
I'm going to throw my answer in. I am a Twitter scroller, or I play specifically Polytopia.
Polytopia? What is Polytopia?
It's a little, it's just a game on your phone. Think like, have you ever played the game Civilizations?
Yeah.
Think that, but for your iPhone, and for people that religiously play both, don't at me. Like, it's not a great one for one, but it's enough to give you the idea.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Yeah, Polytopia, big fan.
Polytopia, if you're out there, if you want to be a sponsor, you know, we'll keep name dropping.
Yes, yes.
So I don't take a lot of time to poop.
I don't either.
It really is.
That's like the real answer for me.
The actual act of pooping, from when I'd pull my pants down to when I'm wiping, if it takes more than 3 minutes.
Yes. Yes, Drew.
Something has gone wrong. Now, if I'm in a situation where yes, there is something on my phone that I'm interested in, which Ben, I do actively text on the shitter. So like, if I get into that, or like Rick, you said, if I get into the game, then there may be times where I spend more time on it, but the actual physical act of pooping shouldn't be taking more than three minutes.
Maximum. I am from shutting the door to pants up. It's 3 minutes for me. Unless, as you said, if I, you know, get distracted with my game or Twitter, but I got shit to do. And
literally,
we are not hanging out. And I'm a speed pooper. I'll say it.
Yeah, I am. Nope, me too. I'm a speed pooper.
I am not. There are many times where, and we'll probably get into this in a little bit, but there are many times where I will get the initial poop, and then there's another group to reveal itself. So yeah, sometimes I need a full 10 minutes to get everything evacuated.
So, and I don't think it's going to come up in any other topic, so I want to cover it here real quick. And we've talked about this before, I think, maybe not as a whole group, but the way that I know I'm done pooping is I pee a little bit.
Mm, yeah.
You get that after poop, just little trickle.
Yep.
And that, for some reason, has signaled my body that I am just, even if there's still poop in there,
that signals to my body
that I am done. I am done with the act, and I can go on about my day. And I think I broke Rick, but it's a real thing. It really is. Like, you sit down, you poop, and then all of a sudden you feel like you got to pee just a little bit, and you get a little trickle, and then I'm done. That's it.
I never put that together until just now, but yes, that absolutely is a thing.
Yeah. I really want there to be like a medical journal or survey about it, because I do think it's a phenomenon that people just don't think about or pay attention to.
For those of you listening, if you follow us on Twitter, tell us what it should be called. Let's as a group decide what the after poop trickle should be called, the APT, if you will. So
I will. And I will forever refer to that as APT until it is determined as something else.
This first question, very generic, but how do you wipe? And I'm putting a little context around it, but we can kind of go into some other stuff. But it's, a lot of people like to sit down while they wipe. A lot of people stand up while they wipe. A lot of people wipe from front to back, and a lot of people wipe from back to front. I know this is from a male perspective. How do you wipe?
I'm gonna hop out there, and again, as I said pre-recording, I reject your shame. You may throw it. I reject your shame completely.
Listen, so, this is a safe place, but I'm gonna ridicule you for your answer.
That's fair. So I am a standing wiper. You know, it's safer, it's comfier, and I think it's leads to better efficiency. I am a back and forth wiper.
Mm.
So I start front to back, but I am a back and forth wiper.
Do whatever gets the job done.
Yeah, well, so I don't want to skip ahead.
Right.
But yeah, so like
with the back and forth wiping, are you worried about puncturing of toilet paper?
No.
Okay. I just feel like if you're going back and forth, you know, you maybe more chances to, you know, there's a lot of what's the mechanical term?
Rubbish.
Sure, rubbish. That's friction. Not it, but no. Rubbish.
Yeah, I'll destroy my toilet paper. I don't care.
Okay, that's fair.
Absolutely destroy it.
I'm gonna go at next something probably also a little controversial. This is what works for me. This is what I'm comfortable doing. I sit, and I am a back to front, so I may lift the sack, go between the legs, and scoop, if you will, and that's what works best for me. Drew is looking at me, trying not to judge me, but there's so much judgment coming out of his eyes.
I'm gonna jump out there because I try to be the non-judgmental person on this. So I feel like I'm Switzerland on this, man. Honestly, to be perfectly honest, it really just depends on what's happening down there, like. Did I drink a ton the night before, so it's just coming out liquid? Did I eat a bunch of cheese, so it's coming out solid? Like, kind of depends on what situation's going on. My wipe style changes. It changes. Honestly, it changes if I'm drunk or if I'm sober too. Like, I don't have a consistent way to do it. I probably have a consistent way for where my mindset is, but that's way too thought out to try to figure it out. Yeah, mine changes based on what's coming out. That's
the most Ben answer ever.
It's the honest answer. And it's so honest, man, because like it's got to change. Like you can't do the exact same way if you're splatter diarrhea or if you're shoving out a thick log. Like they're different. You can't do the same.
I will say that in more if they're more liquid, I go to more of a dabbing method. There's more of a dab than a wipe, just because there's splatter on the cheeks, there's all over the place, and sometimes you just got to get some extra may not have these experiences, Rick. You may not have explosive diarrhea like we do. That's my fine. Argument. That's your life, right? Let us wipe the way we wipe. Okay,
this is situational.
I reject your shame.
It's situational.
You're doing the same.
All right, Drew. In your holiness of wipes.
In my holiness. I will agree with Ben just a skosh that it can be situational with like the dabbing method. But for me, I'm an efficiency person. Thank you, Rick.
Rick dabbed.
For the listeners at home, Rick actually dabbed. I'm an efficiency guy. So I'm front to back. You know, taint to back. And I don't know about you guys, but it like even if I think that this is a nothing but net out of the park poop, sometimes you go down there and after the first wipe you're like, what the Jesus, did somebody get murdered here?
Yep.
Like type splatter. And sometimes I'll poop and I'm like, this is going to be one where like I spend more time wiping than I did actually pooping.
Yep.
And it's just clean as a whistle. So I don't feel like I actually know what the total wipage and like what I'm going to have to do to clean it up until I go for that first solid pass.
That's true.
But I will say in general, I'm with Rick 90% of the time. I stand up and I go, you know, taint all the way up the crack. And then we assess from there and see what needs to be done next.
And so no shame, literally asking because I don't personally get it. And maybe it's just the way my ass is. If you're standing, your cheeks are now closed and
I create separation.
You do have to.
Yeah.
So why?
There's
why?
A cheek grab involved.
Okay, there is a cheek grab and a wipe. Okay, the reason why I like
and
to
not
sit.
Not always.
The reason why I like to sit is because it's already there, right? You do have a very risky situation of reaching in and the toilet water. Like that's a real thing.
I've touched the water before, and I'm never doing it again.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, I understand. It's one of those. Hush! But I just from efficiency standpoint, it's already there. It's already open. There's no, and I don't want to get like you know, toilet paper caught in the cheeks on accident. So that's where I'm like,
well, and so this like for me stand. Is also part of the efficiency is doing it the same way, no matter what. I don't always know what type of toilet I'm going to be sitting on. And if I'm going to have enough room to get under and like sit down and wipe, I there is no judgment on this, Travis. I just don't get going back to front. I don't.
Most people don't. That is my thing.
It's you do what you got to do, boo. But at the end of the day, and 90%, like we said, my favorite time of day to poop is like, you know, after I wake up. There's a solid chance that I don't have pants on or anything that's going to prevent me from.
Do you have pants on right now?
I do, unfortunately. Yeah, I didn't get home.
It's one of those rare times.
It really is, honestly. But yeah, there's nothing preventing me from spreading the legs wide enough and doing the cheek grab if I need to, like
the
Rick
other
said.
The other
yeah.
reason why I'm usually doing it sitting down is because my legs are asleep because I've been sitting for so long.
No, that's a thing too.
Yeah, that's the thing. So if you're a quick like, pooper, if you're
again, a quick right. pooper, if you're a quick yeah, pooper, yeah. it's run that not risk. A problem.
But also back yeah. to the efficiency point for Drew, like if you're, it starts the tingling sensation. If I stand and wipe, like I can suffer through that while I am wiping.
Right.
So I'm more ready to exit because I got stuff to do.
As a left-handed person, I wipe with my left hand. Do you guys right, go with your right?
Yep.
Is it a dominant hand?
Dominant.
Thing? Yeah, dominant hand. Because you got to dominate that situation. You can't
I figured I just wanted to, yeah, you can't leave anything to chance.
I am glad you brought that up, Drew. I was curious about that as well. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Next one. How many visits or attempts per poop? I know for me, I'm just going with an average or minimum, if you will. It's 3. That might be a lot. I don't know. But I don't. The fear of chafing or having that itchy asshole from not wiping well enough is enough to where even if I think it's a one wiper, it's a clean slate, I'm going 3. I'm making sure every inch of that bad boy is clean, and I'm not having to suffer through that. So I could obviously there's a maximum. I don't want to say that there's a maximum either, because like I said earlier, there are times where I'll get through a poop and I'll wipe, and you know I'll be like, oh hey, there's more coming. There's more coming. You're efficient. I get it. You're efficient. I may not be as efficient.
That's a separate poop.
This is
you have pooped one.
If you've already wiped,
if you sit down again, that is a second.
No, not sitting down. I don't stand up to poop or to wipe.
Well,
I don't.
Argument right there.
I will say this though.
It almost got real wild.
So normally So we're talking visits or attempts only right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. So normally I am a 2 attempt person is my usual. If it's a stomach ache day, I'll throw in the third, but I am no more than 4. If 5, I'm not even checking. After 4, I'm out. So I don't care if you don't let me sit on your couch the rest of my life. Like after 4, I am not going back for a number 5, no matter what number 4 looks like. I'm done wiping and we're on with the day. So 2 is normal. If I'm if I'm having a little upset stomach, it might be 3, but after 4, we're not going back. We're moving
There's
on.
There's a great Parks and Rec reference where Andy Dwyer visits the doctor and he's like, sometimes when I poop, I wipe and I wipe and I wipe and it's just like wiping a marker. It doesn't stop.
Right.
And that's a real thing that it happens to me. And the fact that you don't ensure that I'm not worried about my furniture so much, but I'm worried about your health.
Maybe you should see
a doctor. I'm going to throw this out there. I will do whatever it takes to make sure that there's no poop down there.
Thank you.
Yep.
Like I was waiting.
You can't claim efficiency then.
I'm not spending
20 minutes wiping, but if it's a difference between a third wipe and a fifth wipe, yeah, and 90% of the time I'm hopping in the shower right afterwards, even if I'm not 100%. Okay. I know, different conversation, yes. But, and we'll get into this because we're going to talk about this later. But if I take my wad or piece of toilet paper and I wipe and it's clear, I'm doing one more.
It's yes, plus the plus one. The plus it's one.
Plus one.
Yep.
To whatever. And on that plus one, depending on the poop and like whatever happened in that whole wiping situation, I'm going for like the gray areas of like, I'll go up the other side of the cheek and a little bit further on the taint and maybe a little bit farther up, you know, than I usually would, just to make absolutely sure, because like Travis said, the fear of chafe or having just like swamp butt and like knowing that people, that there's even a possibility that there's something down there. Yeah. I'm out.
I just want to ask a clarifying comment and just to make sure I fully understand. So you are wiping until clear or whatever, no residue toilet paper, and then a plus one, no matter how many.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. 100%. I will say, Rick, that usually does not equate to more than.
Sure.
Five. Yeah.
Right. I get that.
I think three is a perfect medium.
Average, typical day.
Average, right. You sure. Know, wipe.
But worst case scenario, you're going to wipe until it's clear.
Yep, 100%.
Okay.
Okay, since I haven't gone yet, this is easy for me because, Drew, you just took my answer. Like, I'm sure there's something I do more often because I'm sure I shit a certain way more often. But at the end of the day, I'm not leaving that bathroom until I'm clear, clean, and ready to go. And yeah, 90%+ of the time, I'm throwing in that plus one because... Just because peace of mind, whatever you want to call it. Like I'm
before we move on, do either of you use wet wipes or bring wet wipes with you?
No, okay. No. I have used a bidet before on several occasions, and I really have thought about getting the ones that like attach to your toilet because I really do think they're freaking phenomenal. But that's something we can talk about later also.
Okay.
All right, so now we've talked about visits, right? 3, 5, but how many wipes per visit or attempt? So a wipe, you know, you might use one wipe, kind of fold the toilet paper over a little bit, use it again, fold it again, use it again. How many wipes per visit?
I'm gonna hop out. So I'm typically a 2x4. So and if you want to call it a 2, because I go back, front, back. So I go back, front, check, reload. Back, front, check, reload. And then, so that is.
It's like you were in the military or something.
It was like you were in the military.
Yeah. I'm going to call that 4. I'm going to call it 4.
I think that's wipes. 4. That's 4.
And then he stands at attention for.
Okay, it's 4.
And I wait for someone to come by and inspect it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you need an inspection.
You call that wiping, soldier?
Hey, babe, come make sure I did this right.
The whole white glove test, the whole new meeting.
For me, Travis, I don't know if I'll be able to talk about this without going into the last.
I mean, if it bleeds over into the last one, that's
one fine. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
That's called a hemorrhoid.
There's creams for that. It's okay.
Yeah, I have to preface this with I buy the really nice toilet paper.
Good for you.
Like I want that cushiony angel soft. Just, you know, Cottonelle with the aloe in there, toilet paper on my butt. It's I poop enough in my life that I don't need sandpaper on my
asshole. You spend like a third of your life pooping.
Yeah. A third of my life pooping, a third of my life sleeping, and a third of my life working. I am a 5x1 and I do the one fold, put it on there, wipe, fold that over, wipe, and then we're done. And if it goes more than that, then we just start the process over.
Okay. You know, I'm really impressed with the thought that you guys put into this, because trying to go back and figure out my consistent 4x1, 5x1, 6x1, I just don't have one. And maybe it's because half the time I'm wiping, I'm hungover in the next morning, so it's really just not consistent. But Half? Yeah, okay, three-fourths.
Good for you. Half of Ben's poops are hungover poops, and I've never been more proud.
Yeah, that's the low end of the range. So, I mean, 3-4, probably both. I just don't. I'm not being wishy-washy, Rick, on this one. I just don't have a consistent answer because I just don't know. Like, I can't think back, and probably part of the reason is because I don't have the memories anymore. But yeah, I just don't know. It's at least 3. I don't think it's more than 4. That's my guess.
Will you keep a poop journal, and then next for the next week we'll go revisit this stuff?
I've got a blank legal pad right here. I'm gonna go put it next to my sink. I'm on it.
I will say I have thought about my individual poops more since we talked about this than I normally spend time on it. So it's not that I think about it every single time I poop, Ben. It's that I've been more actively involved in the process.
No, I'm just impressed at your recollection. I'm impressed at your recollection because I've tried today to figure it out, and I just don't know.
Like, some days, like, I don't follow the strict standard, right? But just like
on average,
on the norm, I know typically
it's a bell curve for sure.
Yeah, right.
Well, the two shits I took today were different. That's why I'm like, I have no idea.
Understand how?
I get it. Like, I mean, my morning. I will say this on the record. Like, I would generally say my morning poop and my afternoon poop usually not the same consistency.
Yes, 100%.
But that doesn't change my wiping adventure. No, you know what I mean? Like, the type of poop doesn't change how I clean it up.
Like, totally changes it.
The same technique is applied. Like, if I'm sweeping the floor, I'm still going to use the same technique to clean the floor. I just may need one more attempt at it.
Anyway, I think I didn't track this today. But if I had to take a guess, I'm a 2-3 wipe, 2-3 fold. If I have enough TP, which we'll get here to in a second, there might be a third fold. But yeah, on average, I think it's pretty standard. I'm sure there's times where it's a 4th wipe if needed. Sure. 3 is probably, I'm a 3-3. Let's just do that.
I like it. There you go.
3 folds, 3 wipes.
I like it.
Guys, how many pieces of toilet paper do you use whilst wiping? To me, the number of squares that I use is the number that breaks off.
Okay.
With a minimum of 2. So if I pull the toilet paper and 1 comes off, I'm going back for more. If I pull the toilet paper and 2 comes off, I'm using 2. If it's 3, I'm probably using 3. If it's 4, I'll probably break it in half. Unless it's like one of those, like, I'm going to need this kind of situations. And then I'll use 4.
All right, I'm going to go. Okay. So I'm impressed by your argument, Travis, only because I must be doing something wrong. Like, my minimum is like 4. Like, usually I'm in like the 5, 6, 7
you're getting
range.
The glove.
Yeah. Rather, I mean, yeah. I'm not going like full glove, but it's like I want a wrap or two around. Like, I'm usually in that 5, 6, 7 range. The 2 minimum, no. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say 4 is the minimum, at least for me.
Maybe that's why I have more visits, is because I use less TP per
there you go
visit.
So
maybe we're figuring this out.
Maybe. So I am technique driven, and it's the same no matter what. So I don't know. I'm going to take a Ben answer. I don't know how many individual squares I use, but I wrap around my hand twice.
Yes.
And then I get started.
Yes.
So, and then some days, you know, it's a harder tug than others, but I'm doing 2 completions around the hand. And then I'm at minimum, you know, if it's,
I'm learning so much about you guys.
If it's a wet day, I might get the third.
Judgy I've ever felt.
But yeah, I'm a 2 wrap, and then I'm going. And then if it's a wet day, we're going 3. But on average, 2.
5 squares.
Ooh.
It's the perfect number, and I'll tell you why.
You measure that out each time?
Yep. Hundo, oh, hundo B.
Good for you.
Obviously, again, bell curve, there are outliers, but
yeah, sure.
In a perfect poo, you measure out 5, you fold it over once, so you've got 2.5, and that nice. Lays perfectly on the hand, so you get one good wipe, and then you fold that over, you get a second solid wipe because most of the particulate is gone at that point, and then you just toss it in. It's worked for me for so many years at this point. I have never really understood the wrapping around the hand because I don't feel like I have the control I have when it's just laying on the palm. Rick ran back to his computer when I said
that. I'm ready for this.
Rick, I feel like so if I have the 2.5 squares right there and I can pinch just the corner of it with my finger, I have really good control over it. And like I said, at the end of the day, it's my toilet water and my poop, so I'm not the most worried about it.
Sure.
If I get a little grazing on there, yeah, that's one thing. But I feel like with that double fold, you get less chance of perforating the actual toilet paper during the wipe. But also, I feel like with the wrap around the hand, it can just slide off. I don't know. I've tried it before. Trust me, I have. But I just don't feel the same amount of control as I do with my method.
So for me, there's freedom of flexibility with the wrap method. And so you wrap, and then that way it can lead to the crunching if needed, but typically so flat surface, right? So I'm doing the cheek grab and I'm getting in there, you know, trying to do parallel contact as much as possible, but you kind of know based on how the dump went, mm-hmm. what's going on down there, you know, like if it's a disaster area,
right?
Or if you know, you're like, okay, this was probably a clean break, or we didn't get a clean break. So you kind of already know going into that. So as needed, you know, you could potentially, if you got the wrap, you can potentially kind of like you're holding on to the.
We have props, ladies and gentlemen. We have props. Rick's got props.
So non-intentional props, right? I have it, so I'm using it. So you can kind of, it's like removing a glove. You can kind of go from the inside out, and as you hold on to it, but you know, you got the wrap, you do it, and then if you need to, it can lead to the folds if you think you're there. But overall, it's just one. As I don't want to touch, like, I don't want the water to touch my hand. I don't want the poop to get on my hand. So yeah, I have the protection totally as the wrap as well. So if it's, you know, then
that's right. I feel like if your intent in the long run is to use the stuff that's wrapped around the back of your hand at some point in the process.
And I'll be honest, it's not my intent.
Okay. I might differ with you there. It's again, efficiency. It's not like that. I'm counting the amount of, you know, like amount of toilet paper I'm using all the time, or like caring about the cost of it or whatever. It's
right,
about
right.
The, I have my system and it works every time.
All right, now I'm getting a refill.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I'm gonna go the same.
Shit, I broke another string. Don't worry, call Ray over at Rocket Guitar Repair. Rocket Guitar Repair? Rocket Guitar Repair. With over 50 years playing, building, and repairing guitars, Rocket Guitar Repair can get your guitar repaired rocket quick. Call Rocket Guitar Repair at 678-400-3062 or visit rocketguitarrepair.com.
Guys, now that we've learned a lot about one another, I think we've gotten to a deeper level with one another. I feel like I'm much closer with you guys now than I was at the beginning of this podcast. But now I want to take what we've learned and put a scenario to it, right? Potentially super awkward situation, right? You're at a party, lots of people you don't know, people you do know, right? Music blaring, stuff's happening, drinks are flowing, everyone's having a great time. And you have to go poop. It's a thing. It happens. You find out mid-poop, you're out of toilet paper. What's your next move? How do you go and reacclimate to the party after you've discovered you're out of toilet paper?
Okay, I'll jump out. Well, first things first, I'm looking around for like a tissue box or or anything if there's in there, and if there's not, I'm pulling apart the empty toilet paper roll, and I'm using that just to get like a first wipe, just to kind of, you know, clear a little bit of the air. But yeah, at the end of the day, man, if I have to walk out of that bathroom and I still got shit in my ass, yeah, I'm leaving the party. I mean, that's it. You know, coming up with some excuse and just getting the fuck out of there.
Anyone else? Thoughts?
For me, there's two options to this. Option one, assuming it's just a normal poop.
Let's go normal poop.
Yeah, I'm going to give you both options, but assuming normal poop, I'm just zipping up and I'm pretending like I didn't even go to the bathroom and I'm going back to the party.
Okay.
We're not even wiping, you know, and then as you feel the itch, you know, you can adjust the boxers, you get in there, you find a corner, you scratch the ass in the party, and then, you know, you carry on, maybe wash your hands, carry on with life. Assuming it's a bad one, we're going commando the rest of the night and using the underwear to do the wiping. And it's depending on the trash can situation, the underwear is either going in the trash can in the bathroom, or depending on where the other trash can is located, that's, you know, that's where it's going.
You're smuggling the underwear out is what you're saying.
Yes. Okay. Yes.
So I got to add on to that. Would you use the underwear or would you use your socks? Because generally socks, you can put your hand in, socks are thicker usually.
Underwear.
Really? See, I would go socks.
You would have one sock off and one on?
No, I'd take both my socks and use them to wipe my ass, throw them in the trash, and then walk around with no socks. But both? I would still have my underwear as like even a protective. Yeah, it gotta be even, but it also gives you double the wipage.
Drew.
If I'm at a party and I have to take a shit and there's no toilet paper, I'm going to text the person who owns the house and is putting on the party and be like,
good for you.
Sup? Hey, I'm in the bathroom. Could you like send me some toilet paper real quick?
Yeah.
Cause I feel like I trust my friend. It, maybe not back in college or earlier in my life, but I trust that people have been through enough in their life, and the people that I associate myself with, like you guys, if you know what I'm going through at a party and I have to take a shit and there's no toilet paper and I can't find it under the sink, that you are going to be a nice enough person to just come give me some toilet paper.
I agree, but what's step two? Let's say they forgot, they're out and Walmart is Walmart is closed. Then what?
Oh, we're assuming. I'm assuming.
I didn't toilet come up paper. With that
no, I. Now I'm just curious.
No. Okay. I would say, if it's my house and it's my party, towel is on the.
It's on the table.
Like on the table for options, okay. Because then I can just, you know, surreptitiously put it in the washing machine, and we'll deal with it later. But yeah, if I'm out and about and that happens, underwear. Underwear is my go-to.
So if you're at, like, I have a buddy, Steve. You don't know Steve, but Drew, you come with me and we've done the texting. Your first emergency is your underwear. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
If we're going to the point
and then
where
smuggling
we're talking about emergency toilet paper.
Yes.
Like situations. Yeah. Like if I had to, Ben, I do like the idea of socks. I don't know why I've never thought of that before. Maybe because I've only had to use the underwear trick a couple times. But yeah, I'm going to go either underwear, socks, or maybe like undershirt.
Ooh.
If I'm in that situation, you know.
Okay.
Like clothing that I could get away with people not knowing.
I'm just more impressed that you had an undershirt. That I'm using. That's what I'm more surprised about.
Depends on the situation.
What about creating your own handheld bidet? Like, I mean, we all get in the sink,
okay,
like, yeah, now we're talking.
Like, you know, stick your ass up in the sink and just kind of clean it up there.
If the vanity, that's is an right idea. There, and I have access to like water and soap, yeah, I had some time. Yeah, Ben, I like that idea too.
I'm more in camp Drew. I don't think I would even text. I think I would do the pants around the ankles, waddle to the door, stick my head on, be like, and just shout toilet paper.
Mm.
Right? You're at a party. There's a lot of people there. Everyone go. It could happen to anyone. It
depends on the party for me. I'm socially anxious enough that that would bother me. I'm getting itchy just thinking about you doing
that. Oh, yeah. I don't give a fuck. Like, so.
No, Travis, you don't give a shit.
Ah. But you guys know that diarrhea is hereditary? It runs in your genes?
That's actually really relevant to what we were just talking
about. I know, right? I wish I had used that back then, but, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
Topical at this point.
Guys, it's time for last call.
Last call. All
right, guys. Last call tonight. We're going to talk about something that has caused us many a shits, many a poops, and many a trips to the bathroom. We're going to do a little name that fast food or chain restaurant.
Yeah.
All right, number one. This fast food company was sued for calling an ingredient in one of their main menu items meat. Burger King, Domino's, Taco Bell. Go.
Taco Bell.
True.
Oh, we're just saying it. Okay.
Yeah. That's what I said.
I'm not good at listening.
All right.
I have to poop, so.
Fair. All right. Number two. This chain restaurant is known for adding pancake batter to their eggs to make them fluffier. Cracker Barrel, IHOP, McDonald's. Go.
Ooh, I was going to say IHOP.
I was going to make McDonald's.
Travis. Got it.
Well done, Travis.
Number three. This fast food chain holds the record for the longest commercial. Arby's, Chick-fil-A, KFC. Go.
Arby's. Chick-fil-A.
Arby's. You got it, Travis. All right, number four.
Test me, my fast food.
This fast food giant is the world's largest toy distributor. Burger King, McDonald's, Wendy's. Travis got it before I even said anything. So, congratulations. Number five. This one's a little bit harder.
Yeah, it is.
This fast food chain offers over 35 million possibility combinations.
Subway.
For its items. McDonald's, Chipotle, Subway.
Subway.
Chipotle.
It is Subway. Travis got it.
Damn, I'm good.
All right, good luck with this one, Travis.
Wait. Hold on. Jack in the Box.
All right, so that was the first five questions. Those were worth 1 point. The next five are worth 3 points.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. This pizza chain has delivery robots and drones in Australia and Texas.
Domino's.
Pizza Hut, Domino's, Donato's.
Domino's.
And Rick crushed it.
Yeah.
So nice, Rick. That's 3 points. All right. These two fast food chains have battled the last 4 years as having the top number of worldwide locations. McDonald's, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts or Subway? Name two.
McDonald's, Starbucks.
Starbucks. That was Rick. If Rick's right, then it was Rick.
You're both wrong. Okay. Drew, you want to guess?
Can I hear the options again?
McDonald's, Starbucks, Dunkin' Donuts, Subway.
McDonald's and Starbucks.
No, you all said the same thing and you're all wrong.
I don't know. I've been drinking. I'm at a bar.
Dunkin' and Starbucks.
No.
Damn.
Dunkin' and McDonald's.
No. So it's McDonald's and Subway.
It's his third guess, yeah.
Yeah.
No, you don't get points for the third guess. Yeah, maybe we'll give him one
point. I'm giving him 1 point.
Yeah.
I already wrote it down.
Okay.
You need half a point. And may God have mercy on your soul.
All right. This fast food chain has a secret menu called the Quesarito. Is that Moe's, Taco Bell, or Chipotle?
Taco Bell.
Chipotle.
Drew got it. It's Chipotle.
I've had a quesarito at Taco Bell. That's probably why I thought it was the secret menu.
I was going to go in and out as soon as you said secret menu. But all
right, ready for the next one? We got two more. There's 10 total. This pizza chain has a clear, across-the-street view of the Great Sphinx. Domino's, Papa John's, Pizza Hut.
Papa John's.
Pizza Hut.
Nice, Rick.
Damn it.
All right, last one. This kid, this is actually, you're all really close. So this fast food chain is called Hungry Jack's in Australia.
Oh, wait.
Crystals, Burger King, Jack in the Box.
Burger King.
I think it's Crystal.
Drew got it. Oh,
Burger King, damn it. Okay.
Yes.
And I had it. I saw it, the vision.
I feel like I read an article
the sign.
Where they sued him for it and they had to change the name.
Yep. Drew wins with 8 points. Nice, Drew.
Well done. Woo! Well done.
Solid showing from everybody.
I was going to tell another poop joke, but it's too crappy. Guys, we did an entire episode about poop, and I appreciate you all.
What is wrong with you guys?
Really, the only people I could have this conversation with for an hour and a half. And
I tell Rebecca about every it. Single one of my bowel movements.
If that's not marriage, I don't know what
that's, it's like, babe, great poop.
You gotta see this.
I don't show it to her. I explain it to her in explicit detail.
Wait. That brings up a question. How awesome would it have to be for you to show your wife your poop?
It'd have to be like
what Randy Marsh style poop? Yeah.
I'd have to poop out like a creature.
I don't know.
Like a hamster or something.
Or it'd have to be a really funny shape. Like, it has to be like, babe, does this look like a dragon or does this look like a bear? I'm not sure. Can you tell? Like, it have to be like, oh, look, I found Jesus in my poop. Something like that. I'm just saying, people need to be more open about their poops. It's a natural thing. It's just stinky. It's gross from like a touching it, smelling it perspective. But like at the end of the day, this is our part. No, wait. At the end of the day,
these are our poops.
you're just
along for the ride.
I can't do that now.
Guys, thank you for listening. Follow us on the Twitter. Follow us. I added some more of the episodes to YouTube. So if you would prefer to listen to us on YouTube, we're there. You can do it. There's like a cool little waveform and such, but they're there. I'm going to keep adding them. And tell your friends about us, I guess, if you want to. I don't care. Because remember that this is our poop cash.
Yes.
It's funny because I just thought this is our podcast and you're just along for the ride.